503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Dan Raphael, Jasmine Moneymaker, and Sam Bowman. The producer is Kyle Carrezzi. Our engineer is David Kesters. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Zelos Marchand. The podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KBOO News. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Aaron J. Bernard.
And I'm Brian Pritchett. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7 o'clock, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, it's Voices from the Edge. At 9 o'clock, it's Press Watch with host Teresa Mitchell, the news you're not supposed to know. At 9:30 on Fight the Empire, we'll run down the latest on Russiagate, plus host Per Fogering recalls his run-in with the late Reverend Billy Graham. At 10 o'clock, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15 on Flashpoints, you'll be joined by host Dennis Bernstein. At 11 o'clock on Between the Covers, David Nyman speaks to Michelle Aronian about her novel, The Brick House, a place where people dream of love and loneliness, of the world's beauty, and of ongoing environmental degradation. And at 11:30 on Black Book Talk, we'll welcome North Portland Library's administrator Kirby McCurtis to talk about the latest book awards, including the Coretta Scott King, Newbery, and Caldecott Awards. KBOO's Kickstarter is currently live. Go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter and help KBOO build a city of media makers. That is kboo.fm/Kickstarter.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
That is right. It is Wednesday evening and the news is done. So it's time now for us to have News from the Boo, our weekly roundup of items of interest for folks here at the station and in the greater listening community. We are joined tonight by Delphine Crescenzo, station manager of KBOO. Delphine, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing great, Brian. How are you? Hi, Aaron.
Hello. Well, why don't you just, to get us started, let's talk a little bit about the objective of the campaign and what you're trying to do here for people that aren't familiar.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having me again. I think I was here a couple weeks ago when we launched the Kickstarter campaign. And so for folks who are not familiar with what Kickstarter is, it is an online platform that is helping people, organizations, kind of start projects, so kickstart project. Here at KBOO, we are trying to not so much kickstart something, but grow our training program. And so we have been for the last 50 years building a city of media makers, and it is our intention to continue to do this because in this very specific climate, I mean, you know, the climate is always been, you know, what has driven us to want to share more the voices that don't make it into the mainstream. But I feel nowadays people understand even more the value of these other voices that currently have no place whatsoever in the mainstream conversation. Lots of people are really amazed by the voices of youth, for example, that we are hearing coming from Florida after the mass killing. And people are really excited to hear, oh, all of these young people actually have something to say. Guess what? We knew that already at KBOO because we've had a youth collective. Guess what? Right here at 6 p.m., right when we're done in about 12 minutes, it would be the Underground, which is hosted by the youth collective. And so here's what KBOO does. KBOO has been putting people's voices at the core from the get-go. We've been building a city of media makers. This is why Portland is so radical and still is continuing to push those hard topics. Gentrification is happening at a alarming rate. Over 100 people are moving to Portland on a daily basis. How do we keep these people informed about the history of Portland, including the oppressive, racial, very racially charged history of Portland? How do we keep these people informed? How do we bring them into the dialogue? How do we help them also share their voice, because their experiences and where they're coming from is also valuable? And how do we then all together have a better understanding of how to move forward? I think that's what KBOO does. KBOO has been doing. So go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter to be able to read more about it, to watch our video also. Derek Crooks, who is our AM Public Affairs Director and has been a video producer here in the Portland area for years, has put together a really amazing video. It's 3.5 minutes and it really helps you understand what KBOO is about. You get to see lots of the faces that made KBOO and that have been making KBOO for over 50 years. Yeah, it's amazing.
So to accomplish this, how much money are we looking to raise and how close have we gotten to raising it?
Right, so we are looking to raise $20,000 in another 10 days we have, and we still have $10,000 to go. A little bit over $9,400 to go is what we are looking at. So we still need quite a lot of support from folks to help us raise this goal. And again, we are trying to expand what we've been doing here, training people, making available all the broadcast knowledge to folks who have zero knowledge whatsoever. So that is what we're trying to accomplish.
And this is a new way of raising money for KBOO.
Right.
What have we learned so far?
We've learned a lot. We've learned that we always, like every fundraising drive, that we wish we had more time to plan. But indeed, this was something very new because we are trying. We're trying to hear from our listeners and also from our volunteers about how pledge drive or membership drive sound on the air. So we're trying to do something a little bit different. And also, with being on an online platform, we are being able to reach potentially people that our airwaves don't reach. You know, we do have an online stream, but with the Kickstarter, we can potentially reach communities who are into supporting projects and funding projects online who might not be familiar at all with KBOO whatsoever, and so who can then be turned into what we do. I think it's been KBOO's desire forever, and I think we still are a model, you know, for the rest of community radio stations. We're going to be hosting the Grassroots Radio Conference here in the fall in October, and I think it really is a testimony of how community radio station and the grassroots community radio movement is looking at KBOO as a leader. You know, again, 50 years in the making. So we've learned that, you know, we need to continue to look at different ways that we can reach people, and we've also learned that we'll be coming onto the airwaves in April and May for our regular membership drive, you know, because it really is a way that we get to connect with our listenership that is just so unique, you know. So so if you're not really familiar with online donating, don't worry too much. We still are going to be having an online on-air campaign here in just a month or so, and but if you are interested in learning, please do go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter and read about what this is all about, and try to share it if you are able through email or even through word of mouth with people that you know are familiar with online platforms.
And there's a new incentive that's coming down the pike tomorrow for somebody who donates $1,000. It's something special.
Yeah, so it's something really special. I think that's what's kind of fun with Kickstarter, is that you get to introduce new incentives as the time moves forward. And so we have an amazing artist as part of our community. His name is Matt Fu. You might know him as a member of the movement on Sunday evenings. And so he is a really cool artist, and he is going to donate artwork on a leather jacket. So if you are into that and are able to contribute $1,000 starting tomorrow morning, then you might be the lucky person to get that jacket. And if you are around tomorrow around noon and actually would like to participate in our Kickstarter live, so you would go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter, and then you could actually submit questions in advance if you have questions about this particular incentive or about our campaign. But Matt Fu would be on the Kickstarter Live with me tomorrow, and we'll get to talk to people about the jacket. He might even bring some example of his art, so you get to see and give us an idea of what he is going to be drawing, painting on that leather jacket. So this would be like a really unique piece of art that you get to wear and rock all around the community, show your love of KBOO, and also show really awesome art.
So aside from the Kickstarter campaign, what else is going on around KBOO here?
Well, there's always so much going on at KBOO, but I just want to remind folks, you know, that this is our 50th anniversary. In case, you know, people are not really fully, you
I hadn't
know,
heard.
Paying attention. You know, I think, like, there's always so much going on that's exciting at KBOO that, you know, but 50 years is really something amazing. So folks, if you haven't gone yet to the Oregon Historical Society, you really should. The exhibit is going to last for a while, but it really is right now an opportunity for you to also check out the civil rights exhibit that's also happening, and there is a whole exhibit just facing across from the KBOO exhibit that is looking at civil rights history here in the Portland area and in Oregon. So it really is valuable to look at both the history of the civil rights era and how the role that radio and media played actually in carrying Black voices and the Black community in certain ways, and then looking at, you know, KBOO and how so many different communities and voices have felt supported, you know, by our community. So I would love for folks to tune in on March 29th. We're going to have a special programming here. Reggae Bob, who is one of our programmer, is going to have kind of a 50th anniversary celebratory time, March 29th from 8 to 10 p.m. And he is going to invite older African-American DJs who used to be part of the KBOO community. By older, I mean folks who were part of the community before who are coming back. Age does not really matter. but folks who've been involved, you know, for a while and maybe are coming back or have not been around for a while and kind of sharing their thoughts and music. And we're going to do that all throughout the year with honoring all the different communities, the Native community, Latino community, Asian, Pacific Islander community, LGBTQ community, trans communities that have really, you know, felt that KBOO has been able to provide a platform, but also all of these communities that have helped us grow also as a community of our own. So I think that the 50th anniversary is really allowing us to really reflect, to look back at a lot of what has happened over the years. And it's also amazing because I'm a history nerd, in case you didn't get that, and I just like to think not just about the places we've been so we get to be inspired, but I also like to look at the places that where we've never been, the things we've never tried before, maybe the ideas that we never really explored fully, and how we can maybe you know, go there and grow instead of trying to repeat things that happen again and again. So folks, go check out the 50th anniversary celebration.
And speaking of history, we are currently looking for someone to help us out with archiving, correct?
Yeah, actually, you just have a few more instants if you would like to apply, because the deadline is tonight.
Oh.
And we are looking for an archive contractor. So yeah, you are absolutely right, Brian. We are into a very, very intense archiving project where we're trying to look at all the archives that we currently have, but also build a database and include all the new audio that we create on a daily basis for all the world to be able to search and access. And so if you are a librarian, or if you have a degree in library science or in archiving and archival studies and database work, then you should apply and go to kboo.fm for the info. And again, you have just a few more hours to do that. And I do have a song for us to close so that we can give the folks who are preparing for the next show, our youth, the underground, get ready. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks.
This has been Delphine Crescenzo, and so Mike Crenshaw will be your host next week. And so I'm going to leave you with Al Green. Let's stay together.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, that was.
This is KBOO-FM, KBOO Portland.
I was never cool in school. I'm sure you don't remember me.
And now it's been 10 years. I'm still wondering who to be.
And I'd love to mix in circles, cliques, and social coteries.
That's me.
Hand me my nose ring.
Can we be happy?
Show me the mosh pit.
Can we be